Do you believe there's beauty in your brokenness? When we look in the mirror and see scars, I think our first reaction is to want to cover them up. For some reason, we've bought into the lie that anything less than perfection is not beautiful. But more and more, I'm seeing scars on display beautifully as a sign of strength. It's a way to look back and remember what you survived and overcame. We live real lives, and those lives are full of broken pieces that sometimes can be seen on the outside, while other scars go deeper and most often can't be seen. Still, they leave a mark on our soul we carry with us. All month long, I'm pondering 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What does that look like when we're down in the dark valleys of our life? Can we be thankful for the broken pieces and the scars we carry? I know Jesus heals our hurts. He may not take us out of the storm, but He is with us and carries us through it. In my life, He has made all things new in areas of brokenness. I am stronger as a result of the restoring He has done in me. A great example we can look to is the 400-year-old Japanese art of kintsugi. Kintsugi is a pottery repair method that honors the piece that is broken by emphasizing, not hiding, the break. Rather than rejoining the pieces with something clear or something that would camouflage the break, the pieces are mended with a strong adhesive lacquer that has been dusted with powdered gold, silver, or platinum. Once the repair is complete, the seams, which once would have been viewed as a flaw, now shimmer beautifully with gold. The piece is now unique, one of a kind, making it even more beautiful than it was before. These broken vessels, in a way, are given new life. In the same way, Jesus, the healing balm of Gilead, mends and restores all our broken places with His grace and love to shine even brighter and more beautiful in our life than before. Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. All our sorrows, all our broken pieces are not only made new and stronger, they are replaced with healing, freedom, justice, comfort, beauty, joy, and praise. We grow strong. We are oaks of righteousness with deep roots that hold fast during any storm. And we display His splendor all through our broken places. We are broken vessels made new. We are beautifully broken. For that, I am thankful. That's the truth. Don't hide your scars. Give thanks and shine a light of hope for others who see them. I'm Lori Klein.